up to Daf Hey Med Aleph, the bottom line. Tani Tane Kami the Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Isik Betoire, Ubegmilus Chasodim. A person is Isik Betoire and Gmilus Chasodim, the Koiver Esbonov, Moichlen Loi Al Kola Bin Isov. So even though there were many Averis, he was Iber, is Moichlen Loi Al Kola Bin Isov. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Bishloim et Teira Gmilus Chasodim, Dechsiv, Bechesed, Ve'emes, Yechu Parovim. There's one pasuk in Mishlei that says that is a koyach of Chesed, Chesed zu Gmilus Chasodim, Shenema Roidev Tzedoka V'Chesed, Yimtso Chaim Tzedoka V'Chovit. Nemes zu Teira, Shenema Emes Knei V'Al Timkeo. Let's first translate the psukim. Bechesed, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Bechesed ve'emes yechupar ovein. The Goyin in Mishlei says on this pasuk, Shegodel v'toiv mikol asigufim, one can accomplish more than any other sigufim, any other things that will be punishing himself, Lasek b'teire u'begmilus chasodim u'bozeh yechupar avoinoi. And this can be mechaper the all the avoinis a person did till now. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'arei Tshuva explains that this pasuk is speaking about af ba'ovein shel chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, what Chazal tell us in Yume, dalet chelke kapore, that Tshuva, Yom Kippur in Yisurim is not sufficient till Mise, but Bechesed Ve'emes Yechupar Ovein. Through Gmilus Chasodim and Teire Yechupar Ovein. A person can be Zoicha to be Mechapa, even the Ovein of Chilul Hashem. And the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Dalet, Ois Yud Aleph and Shari Tshuva, he explains how is Teire Mechaper Ovein. So he says because of two reasons. First of all, Togin Olava Teire Mina Yisurim Ki Amu Razal Talmud Teire Keneged Kulam. The mitzvah of Talmud Teire is Gewaldik is Chusim that it can be Megin Talmud Teire Keneged Kulam. Bahashen is Ki yoshis amolei b'teire v'tirchei bo b'mokim yisurim. The difficulties one will encounter through limud ha-teire, the Rabbeinu Shleilam will deduct all the yisurim he's deserving of for the previous avoinis, and it will be niskapel through the yisurim of limud ha-teire. That is b'chesed v'emes yechuparoven. Chesed zu gemilus chasodim, shenema reidev tzedoka bo chesed. So we see that chesed does not mean tzedoka. So chesed means gemilus chasodim. Let us translate the pasuk. A person who is reidev to do tzedoka bo chesed, yimtza, he will find chayim tzedoka bo chavoid. The Goyin explains this pasuk. Yimtza chayim, he'll be zeiche to chaye ha'olam haba. Tzedakah means he'll be zeiche to ashiris, with which to do tzedakah. So we're giving him olam haba, and we're giving him ashiris and olam hazeh. In kovid is la'olam hazeh, and why is he zeiche to kovid? Because he's a reidif tzedakah v'chesed. A person who's a reidiv to do tzedakah v'chesed, many times, it involves bizyaynis. He's mevazeh himself in order to do tzedakah v'chesed. So the bizyaynis he encounters through the divis tzedakah v'chesed will be paid up with kovid, will be zeichet to kovid on oylam hazeh. Emes zu teire, shenemar emes kenei va'al timkeir. A person should purchase Teire, and he should never sell it. What is pshat in this pasuk? Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishlei explains this pasuk as follows. Emes Knei, Tefazer Momoin Liknois Chochma. If it involves spending, or Tefazer doesn't mean spending, Tefazer means splurging. If it involves splurging money in order to be Kaina Chochma, it means investing in private Rebbeim in another Inyonim. Tefazer Momoin Liknois Chochma, Emes Knei. This is an article that's worth investing and splurging in. Va'al timker oiso. So the Rabbi Nien explains pshat this pasuk. Va'ad kol revach. Even you can gain a huge amount of profit, you should never sell Torah. Now how does one sell Torah? Rotzoloima. If you were zoiche to yediyis ha-teire, and now you're offered an opportunity of mischal, and if you'll go into mischal, you'll forget what you learned. So loitoniach esek ha-teire. You should not leave over the esek ha-teire v'tishkacheno kidei lasek b'schoire, and you'll forget it in order you should now invest in schoire. Afal pi sha'ata roye bischoiroscha revach alfei zov vachosef. It's a b'china v'ilomcha tire b'chayecha. You see, you'll be able to make a tremendous amount of profit. And you had learned already. But you have to understand, as we learned yesterday, Torah asoi v'inecha boi v'inenu. If a person does not continue learning, automatically he forgets what he learns. So, pshat is, by leaving Esek HaTorah and going into Mischa, you're selling, you're exchanging Torah for Alfei Zov HaChosef. So, Shleim HaMelech, the Chochem Mikolodom says, Ein Limker Olahachlif Torah Bad Zov V'Rav Pninim. It is an article that should never be sold for any profit. So that is the translation of Chesed Ve'emes, Gemilas Chasodim, and Torah. And there's a guarantee, Bechesed Ve'emes Yechupar Ovein. The Avoinis become Niskapa completely. That we see. Elekoiver Esbonov Minayin. How do we know that if a person, Rachmanin Etzlan, is koiver as bonov, that he zoiche through this to kaporas avoinis. Tonele Yahusova Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Osi Ovein Ovein. We learn how to gzeir shove. Ksiv Ocha Bechesed Be'emes Yechupar Ovein, Uksiv Hosom Mishalim Ovein Ovois Alcheik Beneim. The Avoin Avois will be paid through that what the man is, the children, the one is Mekavel Bono. That what we need, Gzeire Shove, it says in the Pasuk, Mishalem Avoin Avois Alcheik B'neim. But from this Pasuk alone, we wouldn't know that this, such an Oynish brings Kaporis Kol Avoinis. Therefore, we need the Gzeire Shove. Gzeire Shove tells us that what Chesed Ve'emes accomplishes is Koyver Asbonov also accomplishes. Yechupar Ovin. Omar Rab Yechenin, Negoim, Ubonim, Einom, Yisurim, Shalav. Negoim, Ubonim are not Yisurim, Shalav. In the Gemara held, Negoim means, Ubonim means Koyver Asbonov. So the Gemara says, "Unegoyim loy, negoyim is not yisurim shall have. Vosanye kol mi sheyesh boy echad mi arbo maris negoyim. A person has one of the four maris negoyim halolu. Eini ela mizbeach kapore. That is a mizbeach kapore. So the Gemara answers, mizbeach kapore have. It is a mizbeach kapore." Yisurim shalave lo yave. It's mizbeach kapor, it's mechaper avoinis, but it's not yisurim shalave. It's a very difficult shakla betariya to understand. What did the Makshin hold? The Makshin wanted to prove from this beraisa that Negoim is Yisurim Shalava, because it says it's a Mizbeach Kapora. So he answers him, it doesn't say it's Yisurim Shalava, it says it's a Mizbeach Kapora. So what did the Makshin hold? So the Tzlach explains this Gemara as follows. There's a very interesting Loshen, Einon Elo Mizbeach Kapora. It is a Mizbeach Kapora, a Mizbeach that is Mechaper. By Kobonis, Chazal tell us, Kahanim Oichlim Ubailim Mizkaplim. Ba'ochlu Oisam Ashekupo Behem. The kapora does not come about only through Achilas Mizbeach. The kapora comes about through Achilas Kahanim also. The kaporas HaKobin came about through Achilas Mizbeach and Achilas HaKehanim. So what is this Loshen Mizbeach kapora? Here the Mizbeach, this is equivalent to a Mizbeach that's Mechaper. Why are we only speaking about the Mizbeach? So there is one Kobin that the complete kapora came about through the Mizbeach. And that was a Kolben that there was no Achilas Kahanim. And that was a Kolben Oilo. The Kolben Oilo, Chazal tell us that the Kolben Oilo came on what chet did it come? It came on Machshove, on Machshove. Ha'oile bo al hirur alei. If a person has a Machshove ro, Machshove Yisroiz, he brought a Kolben Oilo. Ha'oile al ruchachem. The Machshove Yisroiz that a person held, had, became nischaper through the Kolben Oilo. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem says, Machshove ro ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzalfo lemaisa. For a Machshove ro alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be manish an a Machshove ro. The Rebbein Shalom will not punish an a Machshove ro. And the Gemara brings a posik. Oven im ro'isi belibi lo yishma Hashem. For the Machshove is that a person thinks about, the Rebbein Shalom is not manish. So now, if it says that Nigoyim is equivalent to a Mizbeach Kapore, a Mizbeach Kapore means a Kolben Oilo. So it means the Einish of Nigoyim accomplishes what a Kolben Oilo accomplishes. Now, a Kolben Oilo is not to take away Yisurim, is not to take away punishments, because a Kolben Oilo comes on Machshavet. So if a Kolben Oile comes on Machshavah, so the whole purpose of the Kolben Oile is Kiruv. It's Mekarev the person to the Ribbein Yishlel. The Machshavah Ro, Meir Shtikul Richot, so that's Kiruv. So that is similar to Yisurim Shel Ave. It's Yisurim that will bring about Ave, but it's not Yisurei Onshim. So the Gemara said, that's Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan had said, Negoim. Is Einam Yisurim Shalave. So what does it mean? It's Yisurim to be Mechaper to Oinshim. It's Yisurim to be Mechaper Avoinis. So the Gemara asked, it's Mizbeach Kapora, it's equivalent to an Oila. An Oila is not a Kapora al Avoin. The Oila is for Kiru. So it should fall into the category of Yisurim Shalave. So the Makshin had a good kashe. So now you have to understand what did the Tarzan tell him. So the Tarzan told him, no, Mizbeach Kapora havi, Yisurim Shalavi loyavi. So the Tzlach answers, an oila can be brought for something else also. The Gemara says that one brings a Kolben oila on an asay. If a person was mevatel a mitzvah asay, he brings a Kolben oila. Chazal tell us, Be'idon Rischeh, the Rebbein Shalom is manish an abitul asay also. Not being mekayim asay is not only, one doesn't have the schar of the kiyim of the mitzvah asay. Be'idon Rischeh, when there's a time of din, the Rebbein Shalom is manish also an an asay. That a person could have been mekayim an asay, there's not Mekayim on this. Agavucha, perhaps it's Kedai to tell over. There's a Moira de Kigoin. The Goin says as follows. If a person, a Goin in Mishle says as follows. If a person never was Iver on a lav, he'll never get into the Gehenim. Because they only send to the Gehenim only if a person is Oyber an Allah. And the Bittul Mitzvah Saseh, he won't go to Gehenim. But when he's in Gehenim already, there's Be'idon Rischeh. Then Manishim Allah say, then Lemaisa, all the Bittul Mitzvah Saseh, that a person was Oyber, now that he's in Gehenim, there's a Idon Rischeh, Zamokim Rischeh, Nidon Rischeh, so Memela, then the Manishim Allah say. But Al Koponim, we see that there are Onshim also, which an Oyla takes care of. The Onshim that come upon a Bittul Mitzvah Saseh, so that's what the Gemara answers. That Mizbeach Kapore does not mean that this is equivalent to an Oyla that comes on Hirur Aleiv, which there the whole purpose is only Kiruv, not Kapores Avoynes. It could mean that the Mizbeach Kapore means that it's equivalent to an Oyla that comes on a Bittul Mitzvah Saseh, that is Mechapa the Einish from the Bittul Mitzvah Saseh. So you don't have a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Negoyim is equivalent to a korban oila, and here's the chelik kapore that a korban oila brings on a bitl mitzvah saseh. The boyiseime halon v'halahu. It matters where the person is living who is being punished with negoyim. In Eretz Yisrael, it is not Yisurim Shalavo. In Chutz Loretz, it is Yisurim Shalavo. V'iboy Yiseime ha betzine ha befahesye. If the Negoim came betzine, it is Yisurim Shalavo. If the Negoim came befahesye, everyone is aware of it, it is not Yisurim Shalavo. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos on this chelik of the Gemara. Bonim will go back later to the Rashi. Arba Marais, there are four Marais of Negoim. Se'es v'teildoiso. There is Se'es, and that's one Mare, and there's a Teilda of Se'es. That is another Mare that is a little similar to Se'es. Beheres v'teildoiso. There's a second Mare, Beheres, and then there's a Teilda of Beheres. Now Rashi explains what they look like. The Mare of Beheres, Azok HaShelek, that is as white as snow. Shniela Kisid HaHechel, the Toilda of Baheres, is as white as the seed, the plaster of the Hechel. Se'es Kitzem HaLovon, as white wool. Shniela Kikrum Beyer, the white of an egg. So Al Koponim, it says that it's a Mizbeach Kapore, and it's not the Yisurim Shalav. And then the Gemara wants to say, no, it could be, it matters where the person is living. Halom v'halohu. Be'eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, she'orei chayme mukudoshes bo, that botayorei chayme amekudosh. There's a kedushes, the Mishnah in Kalim says there's asore kedushes. There are 10 kedushes. And one of the 10 kedushas is that botei orei chayma, orei chayma, a ear that was surrounded with a wall, miyimois Yeshua bin Nun, this ear has a kedusha of Machne Yisrael, and a mitzoyre who is mishulach misholach machnois, a mitzoyre that is sent out from all three machnois, is not allowed to reside in the Orei Chayme. He has to be sent out of the Orei Chayme. Umetzoyre toin shiluach chutz alohem. He has to be sent out chutz from the Orei Chayme. Einam Yisurim Shalavo. This is not Yisurim Shalavo. Bovel she'ein tu'unin shiluach. But in Bovel, there is no din shiluach. Behein mizbeach kapora ave yisurim shalave. There it is, yisurim shalave. It is very difficult to understand why, when there is shiluach, it's not yisurim shalave. You can't say that the inyan is because that what he's being taken away from Amokim Mekudish, that's Yisur, that makes it not Yisurim Shalavet. In Bovel, Rashi says in Bovel there's no Din Shiluach. Vices, if there'd be Din Shiluach in Bovel, it also would not be considered Yisurim Shalavet. It seems the Etzem Tiltul, the Etzem, that what he's not allowed to, the Etzem Golus, that is the Yisur, that takes away the Darga of Yisurim Shalavet. Why it is that way, I really don't understand. Let's see Taisvis. Holon v'holehu. Perish Rashi. Livnei Eretz Yisrael shetzrichin shiluach chutz lishloi shemachnei slahavi Yisurim Shalavet. That is not Yisurim Shalavet. V'teimet. So Taisvis asks, the Shiluach Machnes Layoye Noyig Ela Bizman Shayoybul Noyig. The holding of Shiluach Machnes was only Noyig Bizman Shayoybul Noyig. Ubote Yorichayme. Ubime Hamiroin Layoye Hayoybul Noyig. The Yoybul was not Noyig already Bizman Hamiroin, Kedemrinim and Mesechas Gitten. We are speaking about the Amoyre Rabbi Yochanan. And Bizmanei Shal Rabbi Yochanan, there was no, Yovel was not Noyik. And the halachis of Botei Orechayme are dependent on Yovel. That is Taisvus Kashe on Rashi. The Rishonim, the Taisvus HaRosh, the Rashbe, all answer Rashi that be'emes there are two halachas. There are special halachas in the mechire of botei orechayme. If someone sells a bias be'ir hamukef chayme, so there are certain halachas to when he could be paid to the bias, when he can't be paid to the bias. These are halachas in mekech hememker, and these halachas are dependent on yovel. And when there's no yovel, there's no halacha in the hilchas mekech memker of bota yorichayim. But this halacha, the halacha that it says in the Mishnah in Kalim, asori kedushis, that the ir mitzad atzmoi has a kedusha that mitzayroim are not allowed to find to be found in an ir. This is a kedushas machnes Yisrael. This kedusha isn't totally in yovel. This kedusha is kitcha kedusha rishayna kitcha lasid lavoi. The kedushas orechayme, which was chal b'shas, klal yisrael was kavish eretz yisrael, or machzik eretz yisrael by the b'yishniyim, this kedusha remains. So therefore, there's no connection between the hilchis mechira of abayis b'ir chayme to the din kedusha, which is found in orechayme. That's how they answer Rashi. V'yesh mefarshim halon v'halohu l'inyin tume shenizorim be'eretz Yisrael v'loy be'bovel. That the difficulties one encounters in Eretz Yisrael, one does not encounter in Bovel. In Eretz Yisrael there was still nizer in tahare, so therefore it was very difficult for a mitzayre to find himself in Eretz Yisrael. So these difficulties made it that this cannot be considered Yisurim Shel Aveh. In Bovel, one did not encounter these difficulties. So therefore, it could fall into the category of Yisurim Shel Aveh. The next teretz of the Gemara says, Habetzina Habefarhesie. So the Tzlach explains that both of these Okimtis are speaking in Bovel. Because in Eretz Yisrael, if we shall assume that there was a din of Shiluach Machnois, so in the halacha of Shiluach Machnois, there's a seder that the mitzoyre has to be mefarsim, that he's a mitzoyre, tomei yikro. He was supposed to be mefarsim. So what's the difference if it's betzina befareshe? What's the difference where the nega is? But everyone knows about it. That was the halacha of the Shiluach HaMetzayre. God of Yefrumim, Baray Shefruah, Tomei Yikra, the whole Seder that was, he was mechuyiv to do in Eretz Yisrael, would memela be mefarsim that he has negoim. So therefore the Tzlach says, that what the Gemara says, The second Teretz of Betzina, Befahesye, the Gemara wants to say in Bavel. If it's Befahesye, so the Bezyon is involved, that automatically excludes it from Yisurim Shalave. Betzina could still be Yisurim Shalave. Ubonim loy. So the Gemara says, Bonim is not Yisurim Shalave. Heichidom. If you are speaking about that a person had children, Nachmanin Etzlom, they died b'chayo. So are you telling me that these are not Yisurim Shalave? V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, den galme da'asiro bir. Rabbi Yochanan used to go and be Menachem Avelim with a bone of his 10th child that died b'chayav. And it seems this was his last son. What's pshat in the Gemara's kasha, what the proof is that this is Yisurim Shalava, we'll see this in Machlokes Rashi in Taisis. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara asks, how could you say that this is not Yisurim Shalava? Rabbi Yochanan Nebuch lost 10 children, And that wasn't just, he lost all his children. He was Mekaveh Kol Bonov. So Zichah was Yisurim Shalave. So the Gemara answers, Eloha Deloi Havelei Klau, Boha Da Havelei Umesu. So the Gemara answers as follows. If he never had children, that is not Yisurim Shalave. But if he had children, and the children died b'chayov, this is Yisurim Shalav. Now, before we'll go, let's first try to understand the teretz of the Gemara, then we'll go back to explain the ma'aseh of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi says, there's a very shvera Rashi over here, that havelu bonim umesu, if he had children and the children died, havelu Yisurim Shalav. These are Yisurim Shalave, Sha'aveilos Mechaperes al Aveinosot. The Aveilos is Mechaper on his Aveilos. So someone looks at this Rashi, it's very difficult to understand the Rashi. We're speaking about Yisurim Shalave, and Rashi says, this is Yisurim Shalave because the Aveilos is Mechaper on the Aveilos. So, Kaporas Avoinis, that's not Yisurim Shalava, that's Yisurim L'chaper Avoinis. So how does this make it Yisurim Shalava? And we learned yesterday, Rashi says, the exact translation of Yisurim Shalava, Rashi says on the Avayam Adalev, HaKodesh Bolchu Miyasrei Bo'olam Azeh B'loi Shom Avoin, the Rebbein Shalom punishes him without an Avere, כדי להרבה סחורי בעולם הבא יויסר מכדי זכי יויסר. כדי should have a lot of סחר on עולם הבא. So the exact translation of Yisurim Shalava is when there's no avoinus involved. That's called Yisurim Shalava. And here Rashi explains it's Yisurim Shalava because the avoinus is mechapar on his avoinus. It's very difficult to understand what Rashi is telling us. But before we'll explain Rashi, let's try to understand the inyan of Yisurim Shalava. What does Rashi mean over here? Rashi says this person doesn't have any avoinis. Now the Rabbein Shalom gives him Yisurim, kidei laharba yischore ba'olam haba yoysa mechdei zechi yoysa. There's no need to give him Yisurim. The Rabbein Shalom gives him Yisurim, kidei he should have a lot of schar. And how does one get a lot of schar through Yisurim? It's very difficult to understand. So there's two mahalchim to explain this Rashi and Daf Hei. The Tzlach says that the ribui schar that one gets through Yisurim is as follows. As we mentioned yesterday, there's a klal pam achas b'tzar kimei apomim shaloi b'tzar. So a person with Yisurim, and they'll still do the mitzvahs, so there was no reason for him to get the Yisurim, but the Yisurim will give it to him that he should be able to multiply the schar mitzvah that he's doing 100 times. That means if he wouldn't have Yisurim, he'd get X amount of schar. Now it's X times 100 because pamachas betzar kimei apomim shaloi betzar. That's how the Tzlach learns pshat and Rashi.
The Ben Yoyodo says Amore de Kipshat and Rashi. And he's Magdim Amaise in Nach, that's brought down in Melochim Aleph, Kapitel Chof, Pasik Lamed Hei and Lamed Zayin. There's a story there, there was a Novi Michayohu. And the story says as follows. Ve'ish echad mibnei ha-neviim, omar al reyeyu bidvar Hashem, ha-keinino. He was a Novi. And he comes over to someone in the middle of the Muhammad, he's an innocent person, he's a Novi, mibnei ha-neviim. And he goes over al reyeyu, he goes over to another Yid, and he tells him, b'shem Hashem, ha-keinino, hit me, beat me up. Vayemoin ha'ish la'akaisai. Yana didn't want to hit him, says. So shlotzach nitazai grig, if you hate him, a mele. But stamazai, he's an innocent person, come over, hit me. He didn't do it. Well, see, he was nenash, he was over on the nebuah. It was a nebuah b'shem Hashem. Vayimtsa ish acher, he found a second person. And again, vayemer ha'kainino. The second person was more cooperative. He said, hit him? No. Ah, mitzv nachoichet etzu. Vayakeyu ha'ish hika ufotsoya. Yeah, it was, kolam alba reza meshubah, some amele, hika ufotsoya. He was all bloody. He beat him up. What was the purpose of this? So the Redak says, afenot, oison tipois dam, sheyotsu minatzadik. He was bleeding. He was in pain. So that blood, Hoiso kapore li Yisrael, sheloi meisu mehem b'mulchemes remois gilot. Later when Klal Yisrael went to Mulchome remois gilot, so they were deserving to get killed, Klal Yisrael. These tipois dam were a tashlumim, a kapore, for that what Klal Yisrael was deserving to get killed. The Ben Yoyod explains, Kitzar Hanovi, Shahoyo Tzadi Gomu, Shokul Kineged Malkois Kamo Alofim Anoshim. The Tzadik was not deserving of any Einish, and he received an Einish, so this is equivalent to the Malkis of thousands and thousands of Yid. With this we can understand the Maise, that the Chofetz Chaim's Edom, Rav Herschel was Nifta when he was very young, and the Rebbetzin went over to the Chofetz Chaim, and she asked him, the Rabbeinu Shalom couldn't find anyone else except unser Rav Herschel. He was a young person, Amir Adike Tzadik. So the Chofetz Chaim told, he says, you don't understand what the Shaila was. It was either Rav Herschel or a third of the world. But the Rebbeinu Shalom gehalten, kedai, as Reb Herschel starben, and a third of the world should remain in existence. Al koponim, we see such a seder. So the Ben Yoyodo says, this is pshat, yisurim shalave. Tzadi gomel, we have a person who is a tzadi gomel, he has no avoinis, matzil es Yisrael, and he's giving yisurim. Matzel es Yisrael bi Yisurim shaloi, mikame malkiyois ugzeirais rois. That what he is suffering, so his suffering is bimkaim zeirais rois, which Klal Yisrael is deserving of. So what do we accomplish with this? Val yidei zeh, to that he saivul the Yisurim, so he says we have to understand this amoyre deke kitro gan klal Yisrael. And if the Yisurim would have not have been given to him, they would have been given to Klal Yisrael. Now there's a revach. Klal Yisrael has time. And in the kitro became bottle. Fakert, the Yisurim were punished. The tzaddik is being soivel, the Yisurim of the doyer. The avoinis ha-doyer. So in the meantime, now that Klal Yisrael has breathing time, they can do tshuva. And that's how, what Klal Yisrael will now be able to do tshuva. All the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael will do, because the Kitrig wasn't Niskayim, and the Gmardin was not Chal on them, so this Tzadik has a hand in it. He was the Mesavev of all these Chusim, of all these Mitzvahs. Because of him, this was possible to come about. That is Pshat and Rashi. That is Yisurim Shel Ava. That is Yisurim Lahalboi Schorei Ba'ilom Ava. He is no Avoinis. Yoysel Michdei Zuchu Yoysel. That is a Meredic investment that is invested in him. That he should be Mikabel the Avoinis Hadoir. And with that, Klal Yisrael will be nischaper, and he'll have a chelik in all the schusim that Klal Yisrael will do. That is the translation of Yisurim Shalav. Fine. So now we know Pshat and Rashi Daf Hei Amud Aleph, but that didn't help us in Daf Hei Amud Beis yet. Rashi Daf Hei Amud Beis is speaking about Yisurim Shalav, and Rashi says because the Avelis is mechaper Avonis. So the Shleima Mishnosai and Daf Hei Amud Aleph says as follows. The Gemara seems to tell us that there are two punishments. There is a punishment of not having children. That's one punishment. And there's a punishment of Koiver Esbonov. Now, the Koiver Esbonov has the same punishment like the other one. That means he's ending up without children. So he has that punishment plus Koiver Esbonov. So Rashi says as follows. The Koiver Esbonov, that's not Yisurim Shalave. The Koiver Esbonov, that's Yisurim Lechaper Al Ha'Ovein. So the Avelis is Mechaper Al Ha'Ovein. So that Chelik takes care of his Avoinus. So now we have a person who is Anoki. His Avoinus became Niskaper Ayidei Kfuras Bono. But now he is other Yisurim. He doesn't have children. He's not better than someone who never had children. So Misha Koiver Es Bono, so he is an Avelis that's Mechaper on his Avoinus. That's what we had before, Koiver Es Bono. That is Mechaper, that is Mechaper, Mishalin Avoin Ovois. The Koiver Esbonov Moichle Kol Avinoisov. So after it's Moichle Kol Avinoisov, so now he doesn't have any oven anymore. The Avelis is Mechaper Al Avinoisov. But now he still has the Einish of not having children. That Einish is Yisurim Shalav. Masha Ein Kein, Misha Ein Loi Bonim Mitchile, so that's an Einish, but that's not Yisurim Shalav. That's how the Shleima Mishnasei explains this Rashi. It is very difficult, according to this, to understand the Gemara before. The Gemara before was speaking about that in the Goyim, if there's so much of an Oynish, it is Yisurim Shalava. If there's more, it's not Yisurim Shalava. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, so there's more Oynish involved. I mean, here we are also splitting the Oynish. We're saying the Chelik HaAvelis is that's Mechaper Avoinis, and this Chalik is Yisurim Shalave. So L'chaire, why can't we say the same thing if we can be Masig in Bovel? In Bovel it is considered Yisurim Shalave, so why not it's also not considered Yisurim Shalave? We have more. So the Chalik HaYeser is not Yisurim Shalave. It's very difficult to understand the Gemara before. But Al Koponim, that's how the Shleima Mishnasi explains this Rashi. Now let's go back to the raya from Rabbi Yochanan. We had a raya from Rabbi Yochanan that a koiver esbonov is Yisurim Shel Aver. What is the raya? So let us see Rashi. Betzine tachas begodov. Dein garmo dasiro bir. So Rashi says, ze etzem, this is the bone shel ben asiri shemeis, the tenth child that Rachmona Nitzlon died. Bir k'moy bar, son. V'tzor etzem poches mikesoire mimenu besudroi la'agmes nefesh. This, poches mikesoire, the size of the bone was less than a barley, it shouldn't be metame. He used to carry it around with him. La'agmes nefesh, Rashi says. V'gavre, so what's the rayitz yisurim shel ave? So Rashi says, V'gavre rabbe ki rab yechlin leibo lo yisurim shein shel ave. That's impossible. That rab yechlin zichet, rab yechlin had yisurim, such yisurim, it's zichet yisurim shel ave. You also have to understand how this stems with the Shleima Mishnosai. Here we're just saying, the next Rashi says, that it's mechaper avei noisov, so the ein leibonim is yisurim shalave. And here, so why did Rabbi Yochanan have the double dose? He had the oyu leibonim v'koivram. I don't understand this, but al koponim, that's what Rashi says. There's a very interesting Rav Nissim Goin that explains this maisa exactly how it happened. Dein garme das iro bir pirshu rabbeinu shrirev rabbeinu hai. He buried Achman Etzlan 10 sons. Chiyasiri shabehen, the 10th child, nofal the soich yoyre gedoyle. He fell into a boiling pot, shoysere sachas risuach koshe, v'chozok, v'nimes besore v'nimak. And the whole body disintegrated. Notal Rabbi Yochanan etzem shel etz baktane sheloi itzorera b'sadinoi o yemenachem boi bo acherem. He was menachem other people with this etzem. Let's see Tosfos. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan dein garme dasiro bir. Perish Rashi v'lo odom choshuv ke Rabbi Yochanan Mistomer loyhoyu elo yisurim shalave. Such a person, Rabbi Yochanan, mistomer was yisurim shalave. V'teime, doha masik, v'gemore firzois, taheche do loyhavo loybonim klal, loyhavo yisurim shalave. That is not considered yisurim shalave. Breikam le tzadikim shloyhoyu lembonim. There were some in Tzadikim that Bechlau didn't have Bonim, and if this will be the criteria, then you have a Melech Kekasha. He's a Tzadik, and he does, and Eloi Bonim is Zicha, not Yisurim Shalave. So how is it that Kama Tzadikim don't have any Bonim? V'chein Yoshua le'motzinu shehoyu le'bonim. This is the Bach's Girse, and the Tosfos Rosh brings this down also. You'll say kama tzadikim, you'll say who knows who's a tzadik, who's not a tzadik, but Yeshua was ichar a tzadik. And Yeshua also didn't have bonim. They didn't have any children, Chazal tell us. You'll say Yeshua is different, v'im mishum bonois. No. Not Yisurim Shalav is a person that doesn't have any children. Yeshua had bonis. Rabbi Yochanan Ami Avalei bonis beperik basra de kedushin. So it seems this is bechlal not a kasha. How a tzadik gomor could have Yisurim. That's not, that is a shaykhis to Moshe Rabbeinu shayla, which we'll have later in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu esel benshim, ediyeni Hashem drochecho, tzadik veraloi. The nigel forish the hachipos. V'homa Rabbi Yochanan dein galme da asiro abir. He used to carry the bone of the 10th child with him. Alme midave rogil l'nachem acherim bekach. Shma mino dave yisurim shalav. He carried this around for a purpose to be menachem acherim. That means he showed them that, these umglikin happened with me also. So the nechomer was, that's why he was menachem, the yisurim shalave. So therefore, so that's the guy, or else it's no nechomer. What is the nechomer? What is he telling him? You also had tzores. So what? So he had tzores. This one had tzores. So the vice is, that was the nechomer. The nechomer was that fakert is asher yeav Hashem yechiyach. So therefore it's called, that's the Rai, that's Yisurim Shalav. Aval eini toli bekach, that what he was a tzaddik. She tzaddikim atzmam pa'omim mu'unim b'yisurim. Tzaddikim could have Yisurim also, so we can't prove anything from the Yisurim. The Mefarshim ask a shayla, there's a gemara in Bav Metzia, Rabbi Yochanan had learned with Resh Lakish, and Resh Lakish Lamaisa died. It was a whole sichsuch between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, and Resh Lakish said something that cholosh daite the Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan agmas nefesh, and it seems because of this pgiya bekvaydish al Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish was nifter. It seems Rabbi Yochanan was not able to be soivel the tzar that Resh Lakish was not around. He was mamish, he couldn't be soivel the tzar. They thought maybe we'll try to get another Talmud, another Chavrusa, they got Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos. And whenever Rabbi Yochanan used to say, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos brought rayas to him, such a barayas, Tanya Kibosei, Rabbi Yochanan out of frustration says he doesn't have anything from the rayas. He says, that's what you're telling me, that it says already, like I said, I knew this before also. The mile of Resh Lakish was when I said a chidush, used to ask 24 kashes, and I used to be forced to say 24 terutzim, and there was Rav Cheshmeitze, and there was Meredik, and now he had no follow that Rabbi Yochanan should be nifter. So the Mefarshim asked, in our Gemara we see a Meredike Gvura of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 children. He had the Gvura to go into this pot, pick out a bone in order to think, well, this will be able to be Menachem Mesim. It's Menachem Avelim. And there Rabbi Yochanan, he couldn't be Seibel. So others say that because there was a hefsid of Torah, that he couldn't live. That was Geim Chayenu. There were oike Torah from him, Torah that he couldn't be soible. Bachsamir, the pashtus is, the agmas nefesh of Rabbi Yochanan was because he felt he was goyrim the mise, because his akpode to Resh Lakish was goyrim the mises Resh Lakish. Could be that's why he had this meiridik agmas nefesh v'yotza midaitek. Zinti gemara baita. Rab chiyah barabe cholash. All igabe Rab Yochanan. So Rab Yochanan came to visit him. Om alei chavivin alecha yisurim. Om alei, do you like the yisurim? Do you appreciate the yisurim? Om alei loi hein v'loi scholem. Om alei hav li yodach, yoiv li yodei v'ukmei. Rabbi Yonis and Shtayv Sechon Ulocha brings from a sefer that there's a certain Shem, the Rosh Yitavis Havli Yodoch is the Hey and the Lamed and the Yud is a Shem that's Mesugel Rafue. And so the Havli Yodoch wasn't only a handshake, there was more to it in the handshake. But upon him, they were Mechavin B'Shasta Havli Yodoch, they were Mechavin the Shem, and v'yukmei, and he became gesund. I remember once I witnessed a bitter chaylem of Rabbi Yankiv Zechayna Levracha. We once were mevaka chayla a certain person. Seems Yonah was very depressed. So Rabbi Yankiv came in a very jolly mood. Rabbi Yankiv said as follows, he said, no, if I'd be a gavra rabbi, I'd give you a hand and we'd be finished. But never, it's my fault. That's why I remember of the Bika Chaylam Al Kaponim. Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yochanan was able to do this. Rabbi Yochanan Cholash, all the Gabei Rab Chanine. Rab Chanine came to visit him. Om Alei Chavivin Alecha Yisurin, Om Alei Lehein V'loi Schorom. Om Alei Hav Li Yodach, Yod Le Yodei V'ukme. So the Gemara asks, why was Rabbi Yochanan dependent on Rab Chanine? Look him, Rabbi Yochanan Lenavshe. He should go and get up himself. He was a Yogavra Rabbi. Omri ein chovish mater atzmai mi beiso asurim. If a person is in a matzav of a chovish, he's imprisoned, he's in a matzav of yisurim already, then he cannot rescue himself from this matzav. Rabbi Elezer cholash. Rabbi Elezer became sick. All the gabei Rabbi Yochanan. Chozo bahave kogoni bebayis ofel. He saw that the room he was laying in was a dark room. Goye ledare, he lifted up his sleeve, v'nofal nahira. And the glance the radiance from his hand lighted up the room. Chazi Davi Kabochi Rabbi Leza. He noticed Rabbi Leza was crying. Omalai Amai Kabochiso. What reason is there to cry? Imishum Teire Deloy Afshis. You weren't able to learn as much Teire as you had wanted to learn. Shaninu Echad Amarbe Ve'echad Amamit Ubelvad Sheyechavin Liboy LaShamayim. Other people have a greater opportunity, other people have a smaller opportunity. The Iker is 100% keiches. If one uses out all his keiches, so that's the Iker. Yechav libe la shemayim. Vashgocho yeine was mesabiv, you weren't able to learn as much as you had wanted to. There's no chilek. Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit. You only have this opportunity, you're the same like Echad Amarba Ve'echad Amamit. Efshes Kedai to tell over, it was once a Maise, the Beis Halevi, once went to a Siyam HaShas of Balabatim, Adaf Yoimi, and he told them, he said, you should know, you learn one daf a day, I learn eight daf in a day. You should know that your one daf is as choshev as my eight daf. Echad Amarbe Ve'echad Amamit, I have time for eight daf and you only time for one daf, it's the same thing. But there's one difference though. He says, if I won't learn one daf, one day I only learn seven daf. So I'll be punished for not learning one daf. If you don't learn one daf, you'll be punished for eight daf. That's the difference. It works both ways. It's the schal works equal, but the einish is also equal. Al kopanim, so there's nothing to cry about. Ve'im ishum mezayni, you want zeiche to ashires, leikol adam zeiche l'shtei shulchanes. Ve'im ishum boni, you don't have any children, or children died, ben galme de'asiro abir. So that was the drosh of Rabbi Yochanan, there's nothing what to feel bad about. Omalei, he said, I'm crying not because of my matzev. Omalei lahay shufre de boli ba'afre. This beauty, which will wrap in the earth, for this beauty I'm crying. Lahay shufre de boli ba'afre ko bochine. Omalei al do vadei ko bochis u bochis tovayu. It's a difficult gemara to understand. The Goyin explains this gemara as follows. The Gemara in Bob Metziah, Rabbi Yochanan was an Amore. The Gemara in Bob Metziah says, I shufre the Rabbi Yochanan was left over from the Shapiri di Yerushalayim. That means if one wanted to know how the Anshe Yerushalayim looked Bizman HaBayis, it was a different surah. One could look at Rabbi Yochanan still had a semblance, he resembled Shapirei de Yerushalayim, the Anshe Yerushalayim that lived Bizman HaBayis. So he said, looking at Rabbi Yochanan, he reminded himself of the Anshe Yerushalayim that were killed Bishas Chuben HaBayis, the Doiris that Klal Yisrael had possessed, and were now rotting in the earth, they were killed, and he was crying because of this. That's one pshat that the Goyin says. Another pshat he says that it's meramiz on the golus hashchine hashocha la'ofo. Seeing the radiance of Rabbi Yochanan, mustame the shchinat kerut afem. So memele he reminded, or they reminded themselves of the tzar hashchine in golus, and that was something to cry about. Adahochi bahochi omalei chavivin alecha yisurin, omalei lehein belei schorin, omalei havli yodoch, give me your hand, yodla yodei v'ukme. Rashi, imishum, no, benofal nahire shoye besorei mavik, the skin used to radiate. There was a radiation coming from the skin.
that he was Mishapira Yerushalayim. Im Mishum Teire, Shaloi Lamadito Harbe Kirtzeinecho, you weren't able to learn as much as you had wanted to learn. Echad Amarba Vechad Amamit. Linyin Kabonish Nuye Bishuli Menachis, the Gemara speaks about Kabonis, Nema Boilis Behem Reich Nechayach, Ubimimche Reich Nechayach, Lalamdecho, Sheechad Amarba, there's no difference if one brings a Behem, if one cannot afford a Behem and brings a Minche. אם מישהו מזויני שאינך עושר, על דובדי כבוכיס, על זוודה יש לך לפקייס. תייסוויס לא יקל אודם זויכה לשתי שולחונס, אבל אין ריגרויס לא יקל אודם זויכה לשתי שולחונס. לא יקל אודם זויכה לשתי שולחונס. Not everyone can be זויכה לשתי שולחונס, the כסר תוירה and the כסר פנוסה. Aval ein ligreis ein adam zeiche. One cannot say that there is no one that zeiche to be shulchanes. The kame tzadikim zeichen l'shtei shulchanes. Ke goin rebi, chdem rinim peg basre dairies. Gut te gemore weiter. Rav Hune te kifulei arbo mei dani de chamre. Rav Hune, it became sour, it became vinegar, 400 barrels of wine. All the gabei Rabbi Yehuda, Achud, Rav Salo, Chaside, and Rabon. So they came to give him a visit. He had a tremendous loss. Vomiro l'Rabade b'Ra'ave v'Rabono. V'Omru lei, they told him, La'ayin mar b'milei. If such a thing happens, you should start thinking what you're doing. There's a reason for this. Amalohu, so he asked them, Michashidne Beinaichu? I'm choshed that I did something wrong? Amulei, Michashid Kutshebericho David Dina Beloi Daino? The Rabbi Shalom is choshed? I mean, you're not choshed. What's with Rabbi Nishalom? Amalohu, Iike Mande Shmi Alai Mil Saleime. Listen, if you heard anything about me, there's any tainis, Adarab. Amrulai, Ach Ishmael, we did hear something about you. The Layoiv Mar Shebisha Larise. The Oris, the worker, the one that was working for you, so the agreement was that he's supposed to get a chelik of the grapes and a chelik of the branches. When they prune the branches of the vineyards, he's supposed to get a percentage of these branches. And we heard you don't give them to him. Does he leave anything over for me? He steals much more than these branches. So Memele, I know he's stealing a lot, and Rav Huna knew this. So therefore, I'm not giving him these branches, whatever he deserves, he got double already. So I should give him the branches also. He took him anyway, he stole from me. Amrulei, heini da amri inchi basar gan v'gnoi v'tayim etoyim. If you'll steal from a ganif, you also toyim atam gneve. Means, one wrong is not deserving of a second wrong. There's a meiridike Mordechai in Bobekamen, Perik HaMeniach. Gmoran HaMeniach says, Ovid inish dina l'nafshei. The halacha is, if I see that, let's say Reuven stole my watch, so I'm allowed to go to Reuven's house and take back my watch. There is such a halacha. So why over here? So what's the taina? So the Mordechai asks the Shaila, so what's the taina on Rav Huna? Fakert. Yena was stealing from him, so that's his way of getting back the money. He's not giving him the Zmeiris. So the Mordechai brings a raya from our Gemara, Ovid Inish Dina Lenavshe is only what he stole I'm allowed to take back. But to make a cheshbon with different monies, he stole this, so I'll deduct this, that is not Ovid Inish Dina Lenavshe. You have a problem, you go to Besdin. But that is no halacha of Ovid Inish Dina Lenavshe. So Mechudish Dika Halach and he brings a raya from our Gemara. Al kaponim amalu kabilnu alai.
the even alay. I'm asking him, I'll give it to him. Ike da amri hodel chalo vahave chamra. So unless occurred and his wine became, the vinegar became wine, Ike da amri yake chalo vistaven bidmei te chamra. That there was a need, the demand in the market for vinegar, and Lamaise received the same amount of money for vinegar as he would if he had sold it when it was wine. Zot Rashi doni chavios tekifu ichmitzu, they became sour. Lion mal b'mila yefashvish b'maisav, you should see what you should be mefashvish, you bedek what you are doing. Yike deshmi alai mil selema am yesh b'chem sheshama alai dover shani tzorch larzabay, if there's something I did I have to do tshuva. Yadiyani Shivisha Chelkoi Bizmoiray Sagefa. His chelik in the branches, Shachitrimem Bishas Azomir. They cut off Bishas when they cut off the grapes. Usnan Kishem Shachelkin Biyain Kach Chelkin Bizmoiray Subekan. Srigim, the translation of Srigim Itagamin in Shivshin. Mishavikli midi minei, v'chiyeni choshed beinechem shu goynev lihar beyoysa mechelkoi. His ich is stealing from me much more than he deserves. Vos agan v'gnoiv, a goynev min aganef, a person steals from aganef, afu toyim tam gneiv. He also is toyim a tam of gneiv. So teisves dina boloi, dina halbei tzadikim yei shaloikim begufam ebabamayna. I mean, how did they know to pinpoint that he's doing something wrong? We have a whole sugi of Yisurim Shalave. Alehem hoyu yoidim shloye noishin shivi shalarise. They knew he was doing something wrong. Hoyu roitzim lirmais loy shaloyasoi. They wanted to be meramis to him, but he shouldn't continue what he was doing. Tanye Abba Binyamim Oimel. Al shnei devorim o yisi mitztayer kol yomai. I always was mitztayer. That means even though if I encountered difficulties, and encountered tzar, I wanted to make sure of two things. Al tvilosi shetehei lifnei mitosi, that I should daven in front of my bed. Al mitosi shetei nesune bein tzofen ledorim. That the bed should be facing the direction Bein Sof and Ladorim. We'll see Rashi says Pshat that the Rosh Hamita should be Litzofin to the north and the Magolis Hamita should be towards Dorim. So now the Gemara explains these two in Yonim. Alt Viloshi Shitei Lifnei Mitosi, that he should daven in front of his bed. My lif name mitosi. There's a psahidr to daven in front of the bed. Ilaim lif name mitosi mamish. Va'omar Rav Yudah Mara. Pitein Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Minayin le mispalu. Shlo yeidov ha'choytzeitz beinoi le bein akir. A person, there should not be something between him and the wall. Shenema va'yasev chizkiyol ponov el akir va'yispalu. So Vaistois, there's an Indian that one should, there shouldn't be something between him and the wall. So that's the Indian, should be Lifnei Mitosi, is davening in front of the Mita. Loiteima Lifnei Mitosi, Ala'ema Somach L'Mitosi. That as soon as he got up, he made sure to daven. Ba'al Mitosi Shetei Nisune Bein Tzofen L'Dorim. That the mita should be bein tzofen ledorim. The Omer Rab Chama b'Rab Chanina, Omer Rab Yitzchok, kol anoise mitose bein tzofen ledorim, havin ilay bonim secholim. There will be zoiche to bonim secholim, shenema utzvuncho temalei bitnom, yizbu bonim. Will be zoiche to bonim secholim. Avnachem ba Yitzchok Omer, af ein ishtoi, ma peles nefolim, Sifocha tzvuncha temale bitnon, in the schus of tzofain, will be zeichet milui, sifosim by yimlu yomel, or that is vine taimim bevitno, that there was a lady, and there wasn't chas v'sholom apola. The trashi, somoch lemitosi, kol yomai nizharti shuloy lasois meloche, I was nizer not to do meloche, v'shloi lasaik b'teire, k'shamati mimitosi, ad she'ekro krishme v'espalo. When he woke up, he made sure that he shouldn't do anything. He was masmech the krishme in tvile to getting up from bed. He didn't do anything. He didn't do meloche, and he wasn't isaik b'teire till he learned krishme nidat. Let's see Tosfos on this nekude. Shlei Eidava Chaitzitz Beine Lebein Akir, Avo Milsa De Kviye, something that's Kavua, that is not portable, that stays in one place, Kigoyin Orin V'Teve, heavy furniture, Ein Ze Hefzik. Avo Mita Nirish Ein Ze Kavua. Stome, Meim Darsach Vorstellung, if the Goyin slept 2 hours in the Mesles, or how long did Abba Binyamin sleep? So the Mita wasn't a Kavua Dike Chilik of the furniture, I suppose. So the Mela wasn't a heavy bed like, then it's Kavua, then it's an Oren. It was, most of the times the Stami slept, he slept on the Tish, Al Kaponim, so it wasn't a Dovo Kavua. That's how Tosfos learns. He did not do melacha till he davened. He didn't learn. One is not allowed to learn before davening. Where did Rashi get this from, that one is not allowed to learn? Avol raya d'shori limoid koydim d'lekama b'perik shein yamrinin. The Rav Magdim Umoshi Yodei Mavorich, he washed his hands, he said the Chveis, Bichas Atere, Bichas Atere Shedayim, Umasni Pirkei, and he said a Shir, V'kori Krishme Kimotis Man Krishme. So Tosfos means to say, that Umoti, not Hilain Krishme Kimotis Man Krishme. He did everything Kimotis Man Krishme. The Goyin explains, we'll get to the Gemara Baita, maybe we'll figure out what the Rai is, but from the Gemara, it seems that this whole thing started Kimote Zman Krishme. The Shia started by Zman Krishme. And the Goyin explains that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, if a person starts learning before Zman Krishme Tfilah, the Zichino Shaila, that's called Hischel Beheter. If it was Hischel Beheter, just like by Achila, there's a Heter of Hischel Beheter, if one started before, one is allowed to continue, even though it overlaps. We're speaking about that it was already Zman Tfila Krishme. That's the Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara that Rav Kimot Zman Krishme started learning. That's Tosfos raya connected Rashi. The Rosh answers Rashi. The Rosh says as follows. That could be Rashi was only machmer, a person who davened b'yechides. He davened in his room. And this was Abba Binyamin. We'll see in a minute. Abba Binyamin used to daven somach l'mitose. That was the whole apartment. That's where he slept, that's where he ate, that's where he learned. That was the Bakal Mikol Koil. He used to daven there. So there is a chash. So he learns it, and he davens it, he's going to start learning, so maybe he'll be nimshach. But if a person goes someplace else to daven, then one doesn't have to be afraid. I mean, there's a seder, what the minyan is, azoy vital, so then one doesn't have to be afraid, be yadavar ha-moshach. The Rabbeinu Yoine says a different teretz. The Rabbeinu Yoine says, Ein la oisroi el gshaloi mid la atzma, if he's learning alone, ne she yochel is palo tchila balagza le limuda. He says, why is he making a krumma seder? There's nothing being stopping him, so let him first daven and then learn. Why should he learn and then daven? Avo b'mishe melamed la acherim, the case of Rav, vaday muta, that you're allowed to learn with someone else. Kivin sha'ashoi veres, the schus harabim dovol godelhu. There is a schus harabim. Vim lo yilmedu achshav yizbatlu, lo yuchel umed achakach. So there is no shayla, the schus harabim mizicha doicha des shash. But here, Abba Binyamin was learning alone. Agavuche the tzlach bing zaraya. Why didn't Abba Binyamin go to Davin? Why didn't he go to the shul to Davin? So there's a machloikis apoiskim. if a person will learn later in the Gemara, there's a mile to daven where one is learning. So the machloek is a poiskim if that means, but there should be a minyan there, but he doesn't have to go to a shul, or even if he davens be yechidis. So the tzlach brings the raya from the Rabbeinu Yoinim, that even though he davens be yechidis, he also, even though he's davening be yechidis, there's a greater chshivas to daven b'mokim where he was learning. And that's the difference between this mice and the mice of Rav. Rashi further, tzofen ledorim, roisha umagoloisel, zel tzofen v'zel ledorim. That the bed should be facing bein tzofen ledorim. So Rashi says the roisha mita should be letzofen, and the magolis amita should be magoloiseho, should be ledorim. That what Rashi said, explained this, because there are poiskim, the ma'asav kol amachnes and simin gimel brings down from the Zohar HaKadosh and many mikubolim, that what the Gemara says, bein tzofen ledorim, means the mita should be facing mizrach ha'mairav. That's the pshat, that she'im mitosi bein tzofen ledorim. That means that the mita is going by mizrach ha'mairav. So Rashi says, nitazoy. Bekitzer, there's a machlokes ha'poiskim, and the Ma'aser kol amachnes brings down the Ovid kemar Ovid, the Ovid kemar Ovid, that there are two shittes l'halochim. V'nire be'einai, sh'ashchine b'mizrachoy b'mayrov, l'fichach nochin l'hosib derech tashmish l'ruchay sacheres, that it should not be keneged ashchine. U'tzvunche loshin tzofein v'seifu b'kro yizbu u'bonim. Timolei bitnom, timolei yimei heryoinom. Taisves, kol anoisim mitosni beitzofen ledorim, v'loi bein mizloch amarov, and Taisves says, like Rashi, v'davki kshiyoshinim ishtoi, m'mnei shashchinim mitzuye bein mizloch amarov, v'hoi yaradova gnai lishka beitzel ishtoi, nehatashmish v'chei mashme, omuchuchi kroi.